In November of 1953, 35-year-old Leonard Bernstein was busy conducting concerts in Israel. He was looking forward to December dates with the orchestra of La Scala Milan and the possibility of concerts in Rome and London. He had his stunning wife Felicia on his arm. In Israel, Bernstein had achieved godlike status. The concerts were a smash. Life was good. The possibility of concerts in Milan and Rome changed dramatically with a cable from Antonio Ghiringhelli, the Sovrintendente of La Scala. Italy's, if not the world's, most prestigious opera house had a crisis. Conductor Victor de Sabata was to have conducted Cherubini's Medea, opening in 10 days' time. That venerable maestro had suffered a heart attack and could not appear. What about Bernstein? Could he conduct Medea at La Scala? Oh, one more thing. Medea would star opera's new sensation, the Greek-American soprano Maria Callas. Callas had a raw, magnificent voice and did not suffer fools gladly. She had already sung Medea to great acclaim. Milan was braying for her. Bernstein remarked, "Never heard of Cherubini's Medea, but it's fascinating, and this soprano Callas, who does the title role, is terrific." He said yes. There were 10 days to opening night. Problems grew. The only conductor's score to Medea was retrieved from an archive and was literally crumbling to dust. Then there was Callas. No question, she was the only reason to revive Medea. Her voice and her persona were enormous. Nobody was coming for the conductor. That was before Bernstein. He'd been warned that Callas was difficult, but said, "We got along famously. She knew exactly what I wanted, and I knew exactly what she wanted." The maestro even dared to edit one of Medea's arias. Callas understood immediately. We had no problems. Bernstein's biographer Humphrey Burton writes, "The recording made of the first night performance confirms the Italian critic's enthusiasm for the two Americans, both born of immigrant parents, who shared the spotlight." The newspapers wrote of a grandioso successo. Leonard Bernstein, no dullard himself, threw the diva a final bouquet. He called Callas pure electricity. To hear other Bernstein minutes or to learn more, go to wosu.org/Bernstein.